Another edition of the Cat Attack podcast and another chat with Renee Gehring. Well, first chat in a while with Renee Gehring as we do for Kurz. Hi, hey, Renee, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Kingy. Yourself?
Yeah, good. We haven't spoken since the season came to a very abrupt halt. You didn't know when you walked off against North Melbourne on that Friday night that'd be it, and it all sort of went pear-shaped after that.
Yeah, we had no idea, and even into our final training for the week in preparation for our next game, obviously, it was a little bit we're waiting for the call, obviously, up until that last minute in training. But, it is what it is the current statement, I think.
It's the buzz phrase, yeah. That and unprecedented, I think, are the words being used the most at the moment.
Yeah, and look, I suppose we all love football and obviously we'd have still loved to have played those last couple of games and hopefully got ourselves in line for finals and obviously for the boys as well with the AFL men's, but we all can see perspective and there's a lot going on in the world, and as much as we can still chat footy and still watch replays and things like that to get our footy fix, we certainly understand that there is bigger things and big things happening in the world at the moment, and to do all the right things that we're recommended to.
Yep. Just take us back, though. Were you still on the track when you found out, or did Hoodie halt training and let you know?
Yeah, we're about to go into our last drill, and obviously once Hoodie had found out, he made the call to hold on and not do any more combat work and no one to get hurt. We still did a couple of little fun things together and had some goal kicking and whatnot, but it was time to make sure that unnecessary injuries didn't happen, which was a bit strange at the time, but he had to make that call, and disappointing as it was, we were able to finish on having a laugh and kicking some goals together.
Yep. Have you been back to the club much since, or you basically had to clear out your locker there and then?
Yeah, that night we had to clear out. They were obviously working with the two groups, with AFL men's and the women's, to make sure that we weren't having interaction that last week, and the cleaning and things that were happening. So from there, it had to be managed that way to make sure that we were out. And then obviously with the rules that came into place therefore after, we haven't been back, and all of our reflection on the season and things like that has all happened online, as most people's workplaces are.
Yep. You've had your exit interview with Hoodie?
Yeah. So we did a lot of that over the last couple of weeks. Everyone's checked in and had a bit of a review of the season that was. And obviously we can't look too much in the future at this point with question marks over different things and just uncertainty at this point. But certainly some stuff we can go away and work on in this time that we have by ourselves. And we can still maintain our fitness and develop on different things if there is, hopefully, a VFL season that we get to play in over the winter.
Yep. How are you keeping yourself sort of motivated and fit, knowing that, the restrictions, obviously, on our lives are so great at the moment?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty, as I'm sure most people are, it's great that we can still exercise. I think that's really important for that balance and to get outside, to get fresh air, for mental health. So we have a program that we've got set, which is great, to give it a guidance around that. And I like to be a bit self-motivated I love exercise and getting outside. So good that we have that to structure it, but I'd certainly be doing my own stuff if not. But it just gives a bit of structure to the day for a lot of people that are out of work and those sorts of things. I'm on school holidays at the moment, so it's nice that I've still got something to put in the calendar for the day with those sessions. So just chipping away.
Yep. You've obviously got school to go back to eventually, but you might not be teaching any students in front of you. That might be all remote.
Yeah, waiting for that call. Obviously, the government will make some decisions in the near future, I suppose, about those dates. It's currently still we're looking at the 15th to return, but with the guidelines that are around in terms of social distancing at this point, if those are maintained past the 15th, then it might be different, but we'll wait and see what we're guided to by the government and by obviously our school in line with that.
Yep. Reflecting on the season, well, firstly, probably reflecting on your skipper, who after 2 years in charge and 2 years at the Cats has decided that the body's had enough, and at age 35 she's going to hang them up. Have you been able to have any contact with her, or have you been on the phone to her, had a chat about her decision? Because I think she made the decision sort of mid the week after, and that's basically when it all went pear-shaped.
Yeah, I've touched base with her on an individual level before the social distancing and things came up. We had one of the girls' birthdays, which was really nice that we were able to spend some time together, and that the news was out just before that. So we were able to chat with her and give her a bit of a parting gift, I suppose, from the group, which was really nice for her, I think. But obviously, if we had known in the lead-up to that last game, potentially it might have looked a little bit different for her, and we could have done that differently. But I think knowing the person that Melissa is, she doesn't need all the fuss. She's obviously reflected on her wonderful career, and she'll, I think, continue to impact, and hopefully impact within our club in some capacity in the future.
Yep. Does that make Meg McDonald the next captain of Geelong, do you think?
Look, I think Meg Mac is an amazing leader, and we've seen that obviously in her getting voted to the leadership group, and then she's been wonderful in her role as vice captain this year. Hey, I can't put the votes in for the rest of the team, but I think from my perspective, she's a wonderful leader, and would be very lucky if she was to take the reins.
Yep. What was your highlight of season 2020?
There's a few. I think probably the game in Queensland had the most, I suppose, highs about it in terms of a really solid win for us, but also it was a great travel trip, which was a challenge in itself in terms of the distance that we had to go and adjust to multiple flights and all those sorts of things. But in terms of the feeling amongst the group that game, and some really good highlights within that game itself was probably a big one for me. Probably Nina, her return, that game was an amazing one for her on a personal performance level. But yeah, getting her back out there this season and seeing her dominate again was probably something for me that I loved about the season as well.
Yeah. Football gods haven't been kind to Nina Morrison. Geelong's first game, in between game one and game two, she gets hurt, and then she gets hurt in what turns out to be the last game of the season. Timing's been horrible for her, and unfortunately she's got to go through that rehab all over again.
Yeah, it is probably the low for the season if we think about for her and the girls. We love each and every member of our team, but to see someone go through what she had to go through in season one was really hard. And I suppose seeing how hard she did work through that rehab, and then to see her go down again, we know it's going to be, as it is, rehab, a really difficult road. But again, what we've seen in that first instance of her doing her knee, she's a really strong person, and she's all about getting around the group and doing whatever she can do to better herself from a learning perspective, where she can't do things, but she's going to go and do everything that she needs to do to get herself right, and she'll lead others that come into rehab in and out, and for all of us that are able to be part of drills and things like that. She's an inspiration when you see her cutting laps around the ground after she's come out and listened to everything that she can, and then is in the gym till all hours after we finish. So I know she'll inspire people through it.
Yep. Is there a bit of sadness that this group won't play together again? And like Mal Hickey, obviously, you know, is retiring, but there's no guarantee that some other players will be back, and that sort of foundation pioneer era may move on a little bit and look a little bit different in 2021?
Oh, definitely. And I suppose we don't know at this point who that is. We don't know, each of us, if we've got a contract at this point in time for next year. But I think we can't, I suppose, you can't be too sad about that. You've just got to embrace what the season was and reflect on that in as many positives and learnings as you can, to take that into if there is VFL. And then every year looks really different. We think about, I suppose, we've had lots of changes from that first year of VFL all the way through, then obviously the AFL starting and for our Geelong side. So you just got to embrace each year and not knowing what the future, I suppose, brings. I think we'll still stay connected in terms of the relationships we have within the group and the community that the footy club's created for us, despite who might be part of the list next year. I don't think those friendships will ever be gone. I think people will still stay connected and get around each other and support each other in whatever way they can.
Yep. Were you comfortable with the way the AFL ended the season, that they didn't decide not to award a premiership?
Oh, look, I think they've every single thing that is happening at the moment is unprecedented, as you said earlier. Like, in terms of we're entering into areas and making decisions about things that have never been a question before. And I can imagine it was a really hard one for them. And obviously they had the vote with the players in terms of having that final series. And that was the risk if they went with that majority vote to go a three-week final series, that was going to be the result if it got shut down, that it wasn't going to start back up. So, it's the decision they had to make based on, I suppose, choosing to go with what the majority of players had voted for.
Yeah. This Friday night last year was best and fairest night for the Geelong AFLW team. Right now, you won't be having a function. Have the club given you any indication whether there's some talk that the AFLW awards will be virtual awards? Is that potentially what's going to happen with your group, or are they going to hold off and see if they can sneak it in later in the year?
I would say we don't actually have real clarity around that yet. I would say probably till later in the year. Obviously, like many football clubs at the moment, a number of staff aren't currently at work, and I'm assuming that in terms of the people that would be organising that event and the planning behind that would require them to be at work. So I can't imagine it'll go ahead until later in the year. Obviously, the AFL has still got a number of staff still at work, so they might be able to create that platform and have it go digital. But I don't think that's what the Geelong Footy Club will do at this point in time, from my understanding.
Okay. If you and I don't talk between now and then, give us three names that potentially will challenge for the BNF.
You would think Livia Purcell would be up there. An amazing season. Sneaked lots of goals and lots of possessions and did a lot of great work throughout the year. I'd say Rocky had some great games and did some great work up forward, but also provided some explosiveness through the middle. I think Meg Mack was great, but she missed those couple of games. So possibly, yeah, when you play four of the six, that makes it pretty tricky. Then I think a lot of our backline had great, just consistent, like your Maddie McMahon's, Maddie Carrick from the start of the year onwards. Even Amy McDonald playing a bit of back and then mid. But he works just through the mid, like there's Nina. Like there's, I can't pick it. I have no idea.
Can I give you one that you haven't mentioned? Would Asta be a big chance?
Oh, I don't know. Potentially. She had a great season as well, like in terms of her leadership on ground and setting herself up around the ground. Potentially, yeah. I won't say no to anyone at this point. if you played all six games, that definitely, I think, makes it a little bit easier for those girls that miss through injury or, whatever else. Potentially makes it a bit trickier out of six games.
How will our gearing go?
Oh, I don't think I'll be up there, but that's okay. I'm more worried about what the role was and playing a new role. Worked on some of that, but certainly plenty for me to go away in this off season and hopefully work on in the VFL if that gets up and going.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisen dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Kerr's Hire.com.